Hello, very warm welcome to Fireside Chats. My name is Magla Pillay, and today it is my pleasure to interview Sister Denise on the subject of higher consciousness. This show focuses on a variety of subjects dealing with spirituality. We ask you, the viewer, to take a look inside your heart and mind and to ask yourself questions as to, do you understand the core of spirituality? What is your relationship with God? What impact does your understanding of life have on your consciousness? And more specifically, do you have problems within that you cannot articulate? Is there something for which you think you can find an answer in spirituality? To answer all of these questions and more, I'd like to welcome Sister Denise to the studio today. Sister Denise has been practicing Raja Yoga meditation for over 40 years, and she's here to share with us from her depth of experience and spiritual wisdom. Sister Denise, a very, very warm welcome to today's show.
Thank you.
Higher consciousness, that is a quite a mouthful indeed. Why is this subject of interest to you?
When we are in our normal state, the everyday, the worldly state, we probably call that lower consciousness or ordinary consciousness. So higher consciousness is when you're really focused on your consciousness, you're building your consciousness, and you want to be operating from the highest, the most elevated angle that is possible for a human being. So away from the materialist, away from the gross sense of what it means to be, to something much more refined, much more subtle, much more meaningful, you can say, much more spiritual, higher consciousness.
Okay. Is it Denise, if one has to think in the way that you just described, and thinking is, I assume, part of consciousness, how does one remain grounded at the same time and engage with the real world? Because the spiritual world and the world in which we live in is two separate worlds, from what I understand.
Well, not necessarily. For example, in higher consciousness, you would give a lot of importance to nonviolence. In lower consciousness, you would have a lot of excuses why violence is a good idea. So you'd be more primitive. You'd be operating more from your, you can say, the reptilian aspect of your consciousness. And higher consciousness is where you're really the more civilized, the more articulate, the more self-responsible, the more caring, the more loving, the more beautiful.
Okay. How does having a higher consciousness impact the way you make decisions, the way you engage with other people, and the way you handle life as a whole?
I think that you'll be taking into consideration all things. You know, sometimes people talk about a triple bottom line. So you look at the financial benefit, you look at how it's going to benefit the society, you look at how it's going to not harm the planet. And if your decisions fulfill all of these considerations, then you can go ahead with it, because you're not doing it for one personal benefit at the expense of so many other things. So it's not so good, you can say.
Okay.
So you're really looking at goodness, a broader goodness, taking care of the benefit of people in general, It's something much more refined, something that is taking into consideration the whole world, the benefit of the whole world. Mm. It's a wider view than just looking out for your own self only.
And what is the necessity of having such an awareness at this time? I assume higher consciousness exists for a reason. What is wrong with just having an ordinary consciousness like ordinary people do?
Well, what is the result of it is the world becomes less and less of a good place to live in, and eventually becomes really very unpleasant for most people. And whereas a higher consciousness is much more civilized, it's much more beneficial for the totality of humanity and the planet, you know, but because people don't care, because people are focused only on how can I benefit me, you have got so much human suffering, you've got so much chaos, so much damage. It is all because of the ordinary consciousness. So that is not a good thing to sustain.
Okay, tell us and take us step by step through what you mean by having a higher consciousness. What is your awareness of yourself? If it's not ordinary, what is it then?
You're looking at yourself in terms of your highest potential, the greatest goodness for yourself and for others. You're looking at caring for the planet. You're looking at not wasting. You're keeping yourself free from what we call vices like arrogance, greed, jealousy, anger, attachment, emotional dependence, violence, all of these things which produce human suffering. Mm. You know, why do you need to do that?
Okay. Sister Denise, as you speak, what comes to mind is that as one is endeavoring to practice what you just said, which sounds very beautiful and I would say noble, there is a gravity that pulls you towards thinking, I am an Indian female. There's that gravity. There's the gravity towards your traits of impatience. There's gravity towards things and people. You keep getting pulled down. How do you not just get there to the state that you just mentioned? How do you maintain your the height of your flight?
You need to continuously resource yourself and absorb the light of God. You have to take in that energy because, as you say, there's gravity pulling you down. So you need to take in that higher energy which pulls you up more than the gravity pulls you down. Eventually you become so personally powerful that you neutralize that gravity and you stay up there.
Mm. Okay, so it must take a very a powerful sense of practice to not get sucked back into the world from which we emanate. Because you're living here and on a moment-to-moment basis, things are pulling you down. Things and people pull you down.
Well, there's a quantity of gravity that exerts itself on you, which you can calculate. And you can calculate what you need to do to neutralize that. Mm. And you can make sure that you absorb enough into yourself that you're always ahead of the game. And that is very possible. You can almost look at it like mathematically, you know. If you're an engineer, if you're sending rockets into space, you calculate the gravitational field of other planets, the thrust of your rockets, the gravity of the Earth, and you get your rocket to go where you want within the limits of your technology. That translates on a spiritual level to you can place yourself where you want.
Mm. Okay. So, Sister Denise, How then are you able to maintain your higher consciousness as you interact with people? Does it not require you with spending quiet time by yourself? When you're engaging with people, what happens to the power that you've accumulated as a result of your spiritual practice?
Well, you have to design your day in such a way and design your spiritual practice in such a way that you can always make sure that you are ahead, you know, and that's a calculation. So you calculate it and you do. It's like anyone who is good at their profession, or if they're an artist or whatever requires expertise, you know what you have to do in order to perform adequately, and you do what you have to do. And it's as simple as that.
Okay. When you speaking to somebody, we tend to speak in an ordinary way. It's very commonplace now to hear people address each other with obscenities and vulgarities. How do you interact with somebody and bring your higher consciousness, your higher awareness into that interaction?
You know, what I've observed is that when you pay attention to maintaining your higher consciousness, you're also creating an atmosphere around yourself. And one of the things I've observed is that when you do that, it's very practically impossible for people to engage in obscenities in that atmosphere. It sort of doesn't happen. Mm. Or if somebody does, you don't resonate with it. Mm. So it disperses.
In the scenario that you just described, does your consciousness protect you in a matter of speaking?
You know, one of the things we learn to do is to create an orb of light around the self. And that orb can be as large as you can make it. It can extend miles, actually. So you are the one who decides the atmosphere in which things happen, you see. So that is all part of the work that you do as a person of higher consciousness. And you have to be attentive that you maintain it and sustain it.
Mm. Okay.
That's your work.
Okay. Sister Denise, how does God view such a child of his who is in this awareness of being a soul? How is your relationship then with him, as opposed to somebody who's not?
I think God would say, well, I can work with someone like this, you know, and engage such a person to work together with God in the task of actually making the world a better place, because this is what God is about. This is what God is active in, changing the situation of the world, the condition of the world, totally. Mm. And this is why God is called the creator. Creation doesn't mean that you just, you know, puff of smoke and it turns into planet Earth with people on it. You know, that's really very childish way of thinking about God. A creator takes raw material and transforms that into something else. So the way God works is when the state of the world is really bad, really chaotic, really depleted, takes that raw material and performs the act of purification. Mm. And that is of souls, and actually enlists the participation of those souls who wish to be instrumental for that, and teaches them how to take the energy of God and move it through themselves to transform themselves first and then the world around them. And in this way, it reaches a critical point where the whole thing changes.
Okay, Sister Denise, if one looks at what the world has become today, you see very little evidence of of a higher consciousness. And by that I mean switching on your television and watching the news on any given day, reading the newspaper, you see things that just shock you. There's it's almost as if people are looking for fresh ways to shock each other as to the depths at which they can reach in as far as their speech and conduct is concerned. Are people who are practicing the awareness of the soul and engaging with God, does it have any impact? Because it's not that visible at the moment.
Well, you know, God as the teacher will say, look, the world is going to get really, really bad. You haven't seen anything yet. But behind that, in an incognito way, people are absorbing, transforming, spreading that energy in a very incognito way. And when it reaches its critical point, it will be visible. And there are occasions where it'll bleed through and people will feel it, they'll notice it. But I think that the way this phenomenon of the resetting of the world occurs is that it's sudden and it's very extraordinary, and we shall see. I think we cannot tell in advance all the details of it, but let it be understood that when you accumulate and accumulate and accumulate on the invisible level, because the mind is quite invisible, but a critical point comes where that becomes manifest. And then, of course, it's very surprising, but I expect it to be in this way.
Hmm. Okay. Now, Sister Denise, if one has a moved from an ordinary consciousness into a higher consciousness, what does it do for your physical body? Does it help it in any way? Say, for example, you have an illness, a debilitating illness that you're struggling to cope with. How does the spiritual awareness help with that?
Well, your spiritual practice is a harmonizing, and so it affects the cells of your body. So on the one hand, there'll be a harmonizing. Another thing that happens is you develop tremendous powers of endurance and tolerance, so that what for someone will be unendurable pain, for a yogi who has that power, it's quite endurable. And so then you extend your lifespan. You become able to function in conditions where maybe somebody else wouldn't be able to. And you, in a way, you transcend the limitations imposed by your body, and you maintain your body in a way where you're really good in conserving your energy and keeping your atmosphere very pure. And it's a very, very fine tuning that is done, which enables you to really transcend your limitations. Yeah.
Sister Denise, we are all surrounded by a variety of people in our lives. There are people whom we like, people whom we love, and people who are there because we work with them or because they have to be within our sphere. And some people are easy to get along with and others are not. How does your higher consciousness or the practice of your of that, how does the practice of your higher consciousness affect and assist you with dealing with people that you love and like, as well as dealing with people who are not easy to get along with?
I think it does affect. I think that it will enhance and give depth and richness to your loved ones, your relationship with your loved ones, your family. I think in most families there are difficulties that arise from time to time, which can easily turn into conflicts. And I think that the presence of someone with higher consciousness really can, you know, shift the energy in the family to something that goes really well. where if you didn't have that edge of higher consciousness, you could fall into certain traps and get into impossible entanglements and misunderstandings and so on. And I remember some of the people in my family telling me that they thought that because of the practice that I do, the overall feeling in the family is good. So I found that quite interesting, that someone who's really not engaged in spiritual practice would have a remark like that to make. So that was a good validation. Then I think when it's a matter of having to live with or work with people who are very difficult, it can be a clash of sanskaras, it can be a clash of ego. So the person with higher consciousness is able to modulate themselves in those situations, in cases where maybe if somebody didn't have access to it, it could go wrong. So I think it really does make a big difference.
When dealing with somebody who's particularly difficult, okay, an ordinary way would be to return the anger of somebody who speaks to you in an angry manner, return the violence of somebody who engages with you in a violent manner. Do you have a set of rules that you follow in how to engage with difficult people, or do you just trust your intuition at that point in time and go with what you feel is right?
In Raj Yoga, we talk about different powers that are built up over time. And one of them is called the power of accommodation. And it is really very much something that you want to bring to bear in situations where people are very difficult, because you have to accommodate their idiosyncrasies, their characteristics, in such a way that you can flex with it so that it doesn't become a real problem in the relationship. And because you have the power, it doesn't disturb you, you see. And I think that if you do have that power and you maintain your meditation, you create the atmosphere and so on, it's going to also affect other people's ability to manage that difficult person. So it's only going to help.
Okay. And Sister Denise, have you, as a result of practicing this, become a better person?
A few people have told me that, so I guess so.
Okay. On that humorous note, we'll end off today's show. Far be it from you to dispute the obvious. So thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today. The higher consciousness is not something that falls into everyone's daily vocabulary, but you have given the viewer food for thought, as you have done in your other episodes. So for that, I thank you. Those of you who are at home, been watching this show, I do hope that this is something that now falls within your purview. Higher consciousness is a new and fresh way of looking at yourself, looking at life, Mother Nature, as well as other people, and simply to practice your awareness of being a soul and leading a spiritual life, and also engaging intimately with God, can simply put you on a different footing to handle all of those aspects better. So thank you for joining us, and I wish to thank Sister Denise for sharing with us her time and her wisdom, and I hope today's talk has been of some spiritual benefit to you. Thank you and goodbye. Thank you.